Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. I've been extremely sick this week, so if I sound a little funny, that's probably why. I found out how what the violent and violently ill means, and I'm pretty sure I'm not contagious, so you shouldn't get anything from me, but can't be too sure, because it was pretty nasty. So let's get on with this week's news. In the movies, last week at the box office, Megamind had its second number one weekend with $29.1 million. It was followed by Unstoppable with 22.7, Due Date 15.4, Skyline with $11.7 million, and Morning Glory with $9.2 million. Speaking of Morning Glory, you see Harrison Ford on Conan? He looked like he was having a good time this week. In the news, Harry Potter will be the number one movie this week at the box office. Just a hunch. Also released are The Next 3 Days, Made in Dagenham, and, yeah, here's to go see Harry Potter. Other news includes, Dennis Leary will be in the next new Spider-Man movie in some capacity, but we're not sure as who. Oh, good, there's the lawnmowers outside. That's what I like. CBS is developing a sitcom for former Daily Show correspondent Rob Riggle, and he's being paired with writer Robert Smigel of Triumph the Insult comic dog fame. Can't wait to see the unaired pilot, because it sounds too good to probably happen. Apparently, Robert Zemeckis has bowed out of directing the new Wizard of Oz flick. Shrek is getting revised for the new Blu-ray DVD release this December. Apparently, touch-ups are being made, mostly in the audio department, but I'm not quite sure if that means anything in the way of visuals. Maybe new character models? Who knows? CBS's Medium got canceled. Guillermo del Toro is working on a Hulk TV series based on the Marvel character. The Great Manor Astroman will indeed be touring on the West Coast, which means mostly California dates, but you lucky people, you will get to see him. Paranormal Activity 3 is on the schedule for next year. Surprise! Save Entertainment Earth! Black Friday's here soon, but we're not waiting, because now we're doing our pre-Black Friday Sale 2. You can go to sale.entertainmentearth.com and save on over 20 great items, including the Boob Mouse Pad, a number of Big Lebowski action figures, Dexter bobbleheads, and more. You'll have to go to the page to see everything. And remember, we're adding new items every week. So be sure to go to sale.entertainmentearth.com and see what's the latest, because if you don't, you'll miss it. If you miss it, you'll be sorry. And if you're sorry, you'll blame me, and I don't want to be blamed. So go to sale.entertainmentearth.com right now. In toy news, Star Wars Vintage Wave 3, the Return of the Jedi Wave, has hit. As has the new Clone Wars Wave 6 with Quinlan Vos, Clone Trooper Draw, Zombie Geonosian, and the fourth figure who I didn't write in my notes because I'm lazy. Let me look over at the table. Oh, Kato Paracity. All very good figures. The Return of the Jedi Wave is stunning. The Clone Wars Wave is superlative. It's easily some of Hasbro's best work in a while. You will be surprised. It's very nice. The first shipment of the Entertainment Earth exclusive comic packs have arrived and are shipping now. So check your backorder status to see if you got in early enough. If not, yours will be shipping very soon. But there's a lot of orders, so stay tuned. Firefly Serenity fans, take note of new Little Damn Heroes statues of Wash and River Tam. They're animated maquettes. They're pretty cute, and Wash has little toy dinosaurs. Each is $40, and they're due in December, just in time for the holidays, if they don't slip. Which they might. I don't know. I'm not saying anything. Archie statues from Dark Horse are coming next year. There will be four, including Archie, Betty, Veronica, and Jughead. No word on Jughead's revenge. Transformers fans may be getting a Black Shadow in the future. Probably not. Black Shadow is a Japanese character who you've never heard of. He's also a remold or repaint or revised version of Thunderwing. The image appears on the instruction sheet for the just-released Transformers Generations Thunderwing toy, and obviously nobody has seen a toy sculpt yet, and as far as I know, Hasbro hasn't announced anything. They certainly haven't shown anything, so it might not happen, but Hasbro has had a strange habit of showing variant head sculpts on the instruction sheets lately, which quite often confirm upcoming figures that they haven't announced yet. And by confirm, I'm using little air quotes, because it's entirely possible Hasbro doesn't have a place in their line for these redecos, and it might not happen for months or even years. Deep Dive has also been revealed. It is indeed a repaint of Sea Spray with, as far as I can tell. It looks like a new head, but the picture I've seen is kind of small, so I'm not entirely sure. You can see Deep Dive on Entertainment Earth. Just search Deep Dive Transformers. Three words. Deep Dive are two. Transformers, number three. And that's it for this week. I'm going to keep it short, because so far my voice hasn't failed me, and that's how I like it. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth. You should follow our sales page at sale.entertainmentearth.com because, like I said, basically right up until middle of December, we're going to have new different sales all the dang time. All kinds of new stuff. And we're also offering free shipping, which is pretty nice. Every one of these turns into a plug. We're horrible, aren't we? Nah, we're a store. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'm Adam Paulus, signing off. Hope your week was better than mine because not so good. Glad I'm not as sick as I was 2 days ago. See you next week.